You, back in the day, bought a copy of Ghost Tantras by Michael McClure.
Yeah.
And then wrote a response to each of the Ghost Tantras. Sent it to McClure. McClure read it, probably sent you a nice thank you letter, put it in his archive, which ended up at Simon Fraser University at the Wack Bennett Special Collections Library, now managed by Tony Power. And 50 years after that exchange, it shows up in the hands of Amil Al-Khale, who then decides that this is something that should be published. So the program that he runs out of the City College of New York, the Graduate Center, is going to be putting out A Strange Gift, Mary Norbert Cordy's response to Michael McClure's Ghost Tantras, some 50 years later. And in this book, you were said to write these responses not in order, and you also said that, quote, they are my reaction to a mood born in me of the poem, sometimes of a word or phrase only. They are spontaneous reactions and were not made in order of the tantras. The language of the responses is human, for I am not yet free to speak the beast language. I would like to think that I have come close enough in ecstasy to understand the elemental language of mammals.
Holy shit.
That's what it says here. So, two things in that. You're not yet free to speak the beast language. Would you care to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I was constrained by the same impulses that make you keep your knees together and your hands folded in your lap.
But now, after living all these years here close to the land, you're capable of a grrrr or a grahoor.
And I do it.
I bet you do.
When I have an argument with Maeve.
Maeve is the cat here.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do it. When Peter left, I went around howling at the top of my lungs. I howled so hard, I remember losing my voice. Where do you people find this stuff?
That's a good question. I think we're led to it.
Really?
I think we're led to it. I think that we eventually, well, as McClure said out in his poem Rare Angel, which came out about 10 years after the Ghost Tantras, he said, we swirl out what we are and watch what returns.
Yeah.
So, we were talking last night after the recorder stopped about how you're beginning to get validation in your 80s. And it's because we mentioned the Olson poem. You know, people don't change, they only stand more revealed. I likewise.
Yeah.
So, would you have any desire to read any of these? They're very small font. I should have made a bigger font, but I was in a hurry.
I'd like to. You know, I went over this with
Iris.
Iris, yeah. And wow, is this?
That's not a finished version. That's a galley.
I see.
So that's why the comments and the book's not out yet.
And you want me to read this one?
Well, I read that. I believe that. But number four, what I did was I circled a few of them. Number four was, I think, the first one I did. But it seems to me you might want to read four, five, and six, or go on from there, or whatever strikes you to read from that.
Holy cow! It is so hard for me to look at my early work. I just can't believe I wrote this. Because my life now is so hardcore practical. You know what I'm saying? It used to be the lines of the goddess, and now it's gas lines and water lines. I don't know whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, or just the way things are.
Well, they say before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water, and after enlightenment, chop wood and carry water.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you don't feel like reading any of those, there's no requirement that you do.
Well, that's very kind of you. A house, make it some kind of granulation, a certain sweetness. The roof will not crumble. But there will be no window to find out what's inside. Be pleased, O God of morning gray, fear reality at my sense of step. Let me sing dream songs to you, not silent, to grow. Warm like berries in sunlight, half sweet, burnt. No ripening save the juice be bitter. I was a kid in high school, and in order to be in the Honor Society, you had to write a paper. A thesis on something. And my thesis was that in order to be a great artist, you had to suffer. And I think of Van Morrison's line, "Oh, my common one, oh, high in the art of suffering." That's very Irish. We are high in the art of suffering. Mm-hmm. We know how to do it.
And the etymology of suffering has something to do with undergoing.
Yes.
As much as anything else.
Well, in that phrase, "suffer the little children to come to me," it means allow. Allow. Let it happen. Allow it. Right. Suffer it. And I remember the big example of the thesis was Oscar Wilde and how the Ballad of Reading Gaol was his best, greatest work, and it only came after great suffering. And I had no idea why Oscar Wilde... I had no idea why he'd spent time in jail. It didn't matter. It's interesting that he was railroaded. I've seen that a lot. People getting railroaded for their beliefs. I think it's a marvelous, marvelous irony that Leroy Jones' son is now the mayor of Baltimore. Yeah.
What was your experience of McClure like? He liked your responses. Michael McClure liked your responses to the Ghost Huntress.
I think he did, yeah. I would come visit him. I christened his new motorcycle with a bottle of champagne and broke it off the handlebars. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.